This is Pastor Craig, and you're listening to What's Happening Marion, the show where I tell you what events and things are happening in Marion for the next week and keep you informed on what's going on, and hopefully you'll hear about something that you didn't know was happening and you'll want to take advantage of it. And it's guaranteed that for the next 45 minutes, there isn't one thing that's going to be said that's going to be political. Man, that was we had a Donnybrook that last hour. All right, so what's going on in Marion? Well, let me tell you. First of all, starting with today. By the way, you might want to grab a pencil and a piece of paper because there's a lot of stuff going on. And you know, it's kind of funny. Scott was mentioning this when Pastor Whitaker was here this morning, that you tend to think of summer as the busy time, and then in fall things kind of wind down as we head to winter. But I'll tell you what, they're just as busy or busier now than it was this summer. There is a lot of stuff going on, but that's good, that because the weather's still nice. It's a little gray today, foggy, a little misty, but temperature was pleasant, and it's going to be fairly nice this weekend. So anyway, let's get right to it. Friday, today, there is a free community meal at the Shining Light Baptist Church, 6 o'clock. Everyone is welcome. And Shining Light Baptist Church is at the point, Mount Vernon and Church. You know where it kind of comes to a point there? Yeah, that's the one. And you can dine in or you can carry out. Saturday, we still got the farmer's market going on in LaRue, 350 North High Street, and it's from 9 until 2. 9 until 2 in LaRue. Also Saturday, tomorrow, the farmer's market in Caledonia. And it's on the square in Caledonia from 10 until 1. Saturday, that's tomorrow. All right, there is the craniosynostosis awareness. Now, I had to look this up because I did not know what craniosynostosis was. And I guess it is actually a birth defect where in an infant, their skull, you know how you have those parts where the skull hasn't fully come together yet and over time it comes together. I guess that happens too quick. So it causes a lot of problems. So anyway, there is an awareness, a 5K walk and run event. This is going to be at the Prospect Community Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there are inflatables and food trucks there. The Marion County Sheriff will be there. Ohio Division of Wildlife will be set up there, and the Battle Run Fire Department's going to be there. So that's tomorrow, a 5K walk and run event. Also Saturday, Rosie's Chicken is going to be at the American Legion Post 368, which is 308 South Main Street in Prospect. See, you can go to the 5K walk and run, and then when you're done, you can go over to the American Legion Post and get some Rosie's Chicken. And it's $14 a meal, and what you get on the meal is you get a half a chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and a roll and butter. So that sounds kind of good to me. It's for $14. It starts at 1 o'clock, and it's a drive-through. You just drive through and pick it up. And the proceeds benefit the American Legion. So that's tomorrow, after the 5K run walk, right there in Prospect. All right, Saturday, tomorrow, if you're staying here in Marion, is the big tent event being held at the Marion Technical College. It's from 11 to 2, and it's free. They have bouncy houses. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have live music. There will be animals there from the Columbus Zoo. They've got various kids' activities and more. And also, while you're there, you can meet their mascots, Enzo and Veda. Now, I didn't even know Marion Technical College had two mascots. I didn't know they had any mascots. And I have no idea what Enzo and Veda are, but I guess I could meet them tomorrow if I were to go there. All right. Also tomorrow, Saturday, is the Marca Industries inaugural cornhole tournament being held at Founders Park. Registration begins at noon, and the first bag is thrown at 1 o'clock. And registration is $20, and they'll have a random draw for doubles partners. First prize is $200, and second prize is $50. So obviously there are, other parts of the proceeds go to benefit Marca Industries. So that's the cornhole tournament tomorrow at Founders Park. Saturday, that's tomorrow, Mozart in the May, taking place at the Marion Palace Theater May Pavilion. It's from 2:30 until 4. And here you have an opportunity to hear the enchanting melodies of Mozart's music. They guarantee that it will leave your heart and soul uplifted. So that's tomorrow at the Marion Palace Theater, 2:30. And the prices of tickets vary. I just have a range here from $5 to $22. So I guess it's kind of dependent on, how old you are or how young you are and how good your seats are. So that's Mozart tomorrow at the Marion Palace Theater. Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st, Saturday and Sunday, is the Fall Festival at Beanie Farms. Beanie Farms is located at 4301 Benzler Road, Marion. Their fall festival includes such things as local craft vendors, they have food vendors, they have hay rides, and they have other activities for the kids, all of which you can participate in for $5. Now, also, they have some other things that have additional fees attached to them, but you can participate in building a scarecrow. You can do a painting a pumpkin, and you can also purchase mums and pumpkins. So, speaking of mums, I got a couple of mums the other day. And they're really going all out on these mums. The couple that I got are just all blossoms. I mean, yeah, there's leaves on there, but the way that they train them and they, trim them and snip them and everything, they got it so that this mum is like a solid color, all purple. And then I had another one that's brown and yellow, and it's just like solid color. So they've really, really improved the mums in recent years. Now, on the other side of things, it used to be you got a mum and you could actually plant them and your mums would come back the following year. And actually, you could have mums for several years. Well, in the hybridization, making hybrids, what's happening now is when you buy a MUM, it's only good for this year. And it's harder and harder to find MUMs that will come back every year. So that's the downside of that. But anyway, that's a fall festival going on at the Beanie Farms. All right. Beginning on Monday, October 2nd, is the Pumpkin Painting Challenge at the Marion Public Library. Now, I got a lot of information here, so I'm going to take it kind of slow, because if you want to get involved in the Pumpkin Painting Challenge, there's a lot of things to know. So, here we go. All right? So, begins October 2nd, Monday, and entries are accepted until Saturday, October 21st. So, for basically 3 weeks. They're taking entries. And then they'll be voting on the pumpkins October 23rd and 28th. Now, it's a book-themed pumpkin painting contest. So you want to paint your pumpkin based on some book. Have a theme. All right. So, rules for the pumpkin painting contest. Entries can be done on real pumpkins, fake pumpkins, or pumpkin-shaped things, such as wood cutouts or paper-shaped ones, but the theme must be based on a book of your choosing. Okay? Number two, any medium, you can use paint, marker, crayon, etc., any medium may be used to decorate the pumpkin. Number three, no extra materials may be added with the pumpkin, such as props or other items. So you can only decorate the pumpkin with whatever medium you're using. Nothing extra can be put on it. Number four, entries must be brought into the library and photographed by a staff member, then taken home with the participant. Any items left with us will be disposed of and not displayed. And no electronic entries will be accepted. So basically, you got to take it to the library, have them take a picture of it, and then you get to take your pumpkin home. Number five, all entries will be presented to the public anonymously. And see, that's who's going to be doing the voting on them, is the public is going to vote on them. They're going to vote on them on those 2 days. Excuse me. Number six, age categories are divided as such: 0 to 6, 7 to 12, and 13 to 18. So if you're 19 years old, you don't get to enter. So there's 3 age categories: 0 to 6, 7 to 12, and 13 to 18. Number seven, entries will only be accepted October 2nd through 21st. No exceptions. All entries should be submitted to the kids' desk located in the kids' area. Voting will be done in person and on our Facebook page from October 23rd through October 28th, ending at 8 p.m. on the 28th, with the winner being announced on October 31st. Pictures will be displayed by the front display case in the library, along with a voting box and ballots to collect your votes. So get creative, get your creative juices flowing to make the best bookish pumpkin. They didn't say, you know, anything in here like you had to declare what book theme you did, but I'm sure when you go in and get it photographed, they're going to ask you, which book is that? Which theme is that? So, basically, decorate it however you want, stick to the theme of a book, whatever book you choose, and then take it to the library and get it photographed. So, That's a kind of a big undertaking that they're doing at the library. I think I said it before, but I kind of got to hand it to the Marion Public Library. They're always doing something. Always doing something. All right. So while we're on the subject of the library, Monday, October 2nd, is Lap Sit Baby Time at the Marion Public Library, 10 o'clock, and it's for babies 0 months to 24 months, and they have songs and rhymes and books and finger play. All right. Monday, October 2nd. This one's interesting. Monday, October 2nd, Scoop on Scat is being held at the Marion Public Library. It's being done by James Anderson, our local resident naturalist. And he's presenting the program at the Marion Public Library, Scoop on Scat, Animal Tracks and Facts. It's at 5:30 to 6:30. James will lead you through the science of animal poo and what it can tell you about our scaly friends, our furry friends, and our feathered friends. This is open to all ages. And he's just not going to tell you about scat. They're going to have some examples of animal scat there. And he's actually going to dissect it. So, the things you can do at the library. All right, also Monday night at the Palace Theater is a continuation of the Ballroom Dancing with Kirk at 7:30. It lasts for about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. It's $10 per class. And they've been doing, they already had the classes that were waltz and rumba, and they had the cha-cha, and they had the swing. Well, this Monday night ballroom dancing, you'll be doing the salsa. And then next week is the country two-step, and then the final week is a review. So if you have been doing or you're interested in ballroom dancing with Kirk, that's Monday night. Tuesday, October 3rd, the Ballet Met Wellness Workshop at the Marion Public Library. And this is part of their, I'm trying to get the information pulled up here. There we go. This is part of their All Adult Lifelong Learning Program. And it does require registration and payment. And you can do that at the library. So Tuesday at 10 a.m. from 10 to 12 is the Ballet Met Wellness Workshop. This interactive wellness workshop focuses on exploring dance as a method for promoting health at all ages. We will begin with a brief presentation on the benefits of dance training as part of physical health, mental well-being, and community building. We will then transition into an open-level movement class that is inspired by ballet and contemporary dance with options for both seated and standing work. So, you know, you can participate even if you're not able to stand, if you're confined to it, like a wheelchair or sitting. The workshop will finish with a discussion on resources for continuing practice. We welcome movers of all skills and backgrounds and no previous dance experience is necessary. Participants can expect to gain information on how to incorporate dance as part of an active and healthy lifestyle. So that's going on at the library on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday at 3:15 to 5 at the Marion Public Library is Teens Dungeons and Dragons. And this has been an ongoing program. They've had it there, and they've been doing it, I think it's every other Tuesday. But anyway, all skill levels, maybe it's every Tuesday, all skill levels are invited. Welcome. Whatever. All right, the first Tuesday of the month is this Tuesday, Tuesday, October 3rd. And the fiction book discussion at the Marion Public Library, 6 o'clock. It's for an hour till 7. Come share your views and insights on a variety of books. And check with the library, either give them a call or stop in, for exactly which book will be discussed. This particular book discussion, they discuss a specific book. I know they have the other discussions where you kind of, you know, can talk about whatever books and that. But this one, there's a particular one. So I don't have that information, but you can get that from the library if you're interested in it. Also on Tuesday is the Epworth United Methodist Church free neighborhood meal. It's at 5 p.m. on this Tuesday, and everyone is welcome. Thursday, Thursday, October 4th, or 5th, yeah, 5th. Thursday, October 5th, story time at the Marion Public Library for preschool age and younger. There's two sessions. One is at 10 a.m. and the other is at 11 a.m. And they have songs and rhymes and activities and stories. Thursday night. And it's every Thursday night. Thursday night is the Downtown Farmers Market, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the corner of Church and Main Streets. All right. On Friday, this again at the library as part of their All Adult Lifelong Learning Series. You do have to register for it at the library, and payment is required. And what are they doing? What they're doing is it's called If Walls Could Talk. And it's this Friday and then the next two Fridays. So it's for three Fridays, the next three Fridays in a row. October 6th, 13th, and 20th at 10 a.m. Have you ever wondered about the history of your home and the land it sits on? Researching when your house was built, how the structures evolved over time, and previous occupants can not only be interesting, but also helpful for the long-term maintenance of your property. I might insert a caution there. You might find out something about the people that lived there before you, or you might find out something about the property that maybe isn't a good thing. So maybe venture into this one with a little bit of caution. I'm sure that most people they didn't have any bad thing happen at their house, but you never know. But anyway, the goal of this class is to provide you with some resources and methods for getting started with learning the history of your home. Now, obviously, this applies more to, you know, people that have live in older homes. If you, you know, you bought a new house in the last few years, not much there you're going to learn. But, you know, we have a lot of old homes here in Marion. So it could be quite interesting to learn some of that history. The first session, that would be this Friday, is planning. Understanding research realities and developing goals and research methods. Basically, how to go about finding out what you want to find out. Session 2, building a sturdy foundation, records and resources. And session 3 is welcome home, physical clues in your home and your neighborhood. Each 1.5-hour course is led by Miranda Shield, and she's like into the genealogical and historical things like that. So she's the one that's putting that on. And she has connections to archive centers and county records and things like that. So that's at the library. Now, if you want to get involved in that, again, you have to be registered for it, and there is a cost involved. So that's what's happening, Marion. Now, I do have just a reminder. Let's see. I've got a couple other things that are floating around over here. Let's see. Okay. Nope. That's out of date. Okay. I do have one last thing. I've mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. And that's the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. And that's at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility in Waldo. It's $35 for general seating. And the speaking presidents are James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. They're the presidents that are going to be speaking that night. And then the non-speaking presidents, which you will have a chance to dine with, are George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren G. Harding, Harry S. Truman. There will also be two first ladies there, Mrs. Helen Louise Nellie Taft and Mrs. Mary Geneva Mamie Eisenhower. And so they'll all be there. And you can get your tickets at Heritage Hall, or you can go online at www.marionhistory.com, or you can call at 740-387-4255. Thursday, October 18th is the deadline. So that's the deadline for getting your tickets to the President's Dinner. And so there you have it. Those are the things that are going on here in Marion this next week. Just some things to look forward to. There is going to be, I knew it was in here somewhere, there's going to be a breakfast and cruise in up in Waldo coming up in October. They've always got the second Saturday going on in Marion. And there's going to be a car, trike, and bike show coming up in October. Actually, we've got a lot of car shows coming up in October. And we got a ham and bean dinner with the Historical Society. So there is an alumni reunion at Tri Rivers coming up in October. I imagine we have a lot of alumni in the Marion area here. So keep your ears open for that. I'll be giving you some more details later on. But that's going to be coming up in October as an alumni dinner for Tri Rivers. We got tons of trunk or treat events coming up. I'll be letting you know when the various neighborhoods are going to be having their trick or treat. LaRue, Green Camp, and the like. We got a rodeo coming up. So there's all kinds of things coming up in Marion in the near future. So now, if you are a member of an organization that is putting on an event, and you want to give me the details of your event, you can call me at 419-210-0267. That's 419-210-0267. Leave me a message. I will not answer the phone, but you can leave me a message and tell me about your organization and your event and the dates and the times and the costs, and I'll get it mentioned here on the air. So that's my private line, 419-210-0267. All right, so we've got a few minutes left here, and I'm opening up the phone lines. You can give me a call, 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Tell me about something you've been to or something you're going to, or tell me about a place you like to visit, or you can even... we can even talk whatever is on your mind. We don't have to talk something, Marion. I would be interested in hearing from somebody. I'd be interested in hearing from a caller if you have gone to any of the events that I've mentioned here. I've been doing this now on Friday for the better part of 2 months. And you know, did anybody go to the dog show that we had here in Marion that was at the fairgrounds? Did anybody participate in the scavenger hunt that the Visitors Bureau was putting on here? Did anybody go to, let's see, what else have we talked about? There was a lecture at the Harding Presidential Library and Museum. Did anybody go to that? We've mentioned car shows on here, and has anybody gone to the summer music series there that they had at Caledonia at the farmers market on Saturday? They've had regular music there. As a matter of fact, we had music on the steps at Marion Branch OSU, OSU Branch Marion, whatever. Did anybody go to that? I'd be interested if you've gone to any of the events that we've had in Marion. Give me a call. Tell me about it. Do you think that that the people of Marion do a good job making events available, having events here? I mean, it seems to me like we have a lot of things going on, a lot of things you can participate in and take advantage of. What are your thoughts on that? I'd be interested in hearing. So you can give me a call, 740-383-9944. Do you think this adds to the quality of life in Marion? That's a good question. Do all these things that are going on add to the quality of life in Marion? Do you think a lot of different people get involved in these things, or is it the same people that are involved in all the things going on? I'd welcome your thoughts on that. Light up my phone, 740-383-9944. What's on your mind? What have you taken advantage of any of these things? Did I tell you about something happening that you didn't know about? I'd be interested in hearing. So we welcome your call here, 740-383-9944. They had the music over there at McKinley Park during the summer too. Did anybody go to that? Did anybody see that? I'd be interested in hearing about it. I'm waiting. The phone's not lighting up. Somebody call me. All right. So, you know, I was trying to think of what else has been going on. What I don't do is I don't have tell you about yard sales or garage sales or community sales, but I know that's a big thing around here. So I'd be interested in hearing, hey, if you got a good find at a yard sale, give me a call, tell me about it. All right, there's just a few minutes left. If you've got something on your mind you want to discuss, I'm here, and the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I will tell you this, I generally do not mention specific businesses. There are some businesses around Marion that have regular events going on. There's usually a fee involved in it, and so I'm not here to promote businesses, but I have mentioned a couple of these farms and orchards that have had these fall festivals. I mentioned one today, and I mentioned one a couple of weeks ago, having one of their fall festivals, because I think those have a broad appeal, and you can go to the farm or to the orchard and be involved in their activities for no cost or low cost. So that I did like. But I'd be interested in hearing if you've gone to any of these places and checked any of these things out. Have you been checking out any of the renovation going on in downtown Marion? They had that walk, the downtown walk last week, where you could visit 10 places and see the renovations going on and what their plans were. So did anybody out here go on that? Do you participate in the third Thursday events? And you know, that was something that came up in the kind of discussion with Sean, I think, and Scott, about whether or not there was a lot of stuff going on downtown and whether that was an improvement in Marion, whether that was a good thing for Marion, these renovations and that. Do you think that Marion overall is making steps forward? Are we bringing to the downtown things that people want, things that people are interested in? I'd be interested in your thoughts on that. What else is happening there? Founders Park. They're putting in two new pavilions. They're not going to be as big as the Schertzer Pavilion. That seems to be the main thing. And hey, we've got a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I did go on that walking tour last week.
Oh, good. Tell us all about
that
it.
That was very interesting.
Ah, so
yeah, I got to tour those lofts and the Masonic Temple, and I was just amazed at things that were there that I didn't know about.
Now, was it the first time that you had been in any of these places?
Yes. Yes, I'd never been in any of the lofts. Well, I'd been in the old Euler building way back when.
Okay.
Not since they had put the lofts up there.
Oh, that's neat. So I think there were 10 stops on that one? Was that the one that had 10 stops?
There was quite a few. I got a late start, so I did miss a couple of them.
Okay.
But I did enjoy the ones they got to, some of the lofts and the Airbnb, the rooms there that people can rent, you know, coming in for a visit, and got to tour the Masonic Temple. I mean, I was amazed how big that was, their top floor.
Yeah, did they take you all through the Masonic Temple?
Yeah, they took us through their main meeting room upstairs. I mean, it's huge. It is huge up there.
One of those things that you wouldn't realize how huge it was from the outside.
Right. And let's see, what all of... Oh, and the... I don't know how you pronounce it, if you pronounce that where it used to be the warehouse, that Bucci, is it Bucci or Booty?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but the their venue on their top floor, the wedding venue area, it is amazing. And their courtyard. They have a courtyard out back with artificial turf for a wedding venue. It's just amazing.
So
you have to go and see that. It is beautiful.
Oh, well, I didn't know that they had a wedding venue in there.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's quite a few things in Marion, and then a lot of little shops down on Center.
So do you think this is a positive thing? Do you think, you know, Marion's making some positive moves and advancements?
Yes, they are. Yeah, and then they have more apartments right across from the Harding Hotel.
Right.
And that building on the corner, they're renovating, making a lot of apartments up there, too.
Okay. Now were there
and the views from those apartments and those lofts and stuff is just fantastic.
so you would have the view of the whole downtown.
Right. Yeah.
Now, how many were there? A lot of people that went on that tour with you?
Yeah, there were quite a few people. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was very interesting.
Okay. Well, I'm. I think
I did miss out on the scavenger thing you talked about with the Visitors Bureau. I had done that in the past, probably 10, 15 years ago when I had kids that I used to take to church and stuff. I would take them in the summer. We would go on those scavenger things and go to all those places and. End up getting a pizza from Little Caesars and taking it somewhere and eating it on while we're doing our tours. That is a good thing. That is a really good thing for people to take their children on.
Yeah, I was kind of interested because I didn't know until I started finding out about it. I didn't know that they had done that in the past. So they had done that quite a few years ago than you used to go on that.
Yep. Yeah, it's very. But if they have that tour again, I would go on it again. Because, like I said, I did miss a couple of the areas, and then we were pressed for time so we didn't get a whole lot of time in the Stengel. True, but I did go clear the top to the cupola though, and that view. I mean, you can see all of Marion from that top of that.
Yeah.
Building.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that you went on that, and it was definitely worth your time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So you heard about the tour of the lofts, and we thank that caller for calling, and I'm glad to hear that somebody participated in something that was going on, and she had a good time and really felt it was worthwhile. So, that's just one of those examples. I really do think that there are a lot of good things going on here in Marion, and I'm not even from Marion, but as I've mentioned before, I really feel like Marion's kind of my home, even though I don't live here and I'm not from here, but I really do like a lot of the stuff that's going on here, and despite the problems maybe that they're having on the political side here in Marion, I think it's got a lot of positive things, and every city has its problems. We're not unique, but I think there are definitely good people here in town trying to do good things, and I think it's paying good results, benefits. So we've got just a few minutes left here, 740-383-9944. You can give me a call. Tell me about your experiences with anything that you've done or taken part in, participated in. Again, the number for me that you can call and give details about an event that you have coming up is 419-210-0267, and leave me a message with your organization and what you're putting on and when it is, dates and times, and the cost, if there is a cost, and we'll get it on the air. So that's some neat things going on in Marion, and obviously that scavenger hunt goes way back. I had read where it was done previously, but I didn't know. But she, caller said it was 15, 20 years ago when she had some kids to take. So they resurrected something from the past, and that's good. So all kinds of neat things going on here in Marion. Well, I'm about just got a couple minutes left. There's time for another caller, 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Tell me about what you've done, where you've been, anything that you participated in, especially if it was one of the events that I've mentioned here. And does anybody go to the farmer's market? Does anybody go every Saturday? Are you a regular at the farmer's market, buying vegetables or taking in their music, seeing what's going on there? I used to hit the farmer's market on a regular basis and kind of got out of the habit, and then experimented with a garden of my own for a couple of years, and that experiment really didn't go very well. And so then this year I've been going to a farmer's market, and now it's not up here in Marion. Actually, it's all the way down south, just outside of Mount Sterling, because I go on a regular basis down to my son's and help him in the business. And but I always stop at the farmer's market there, and I'll tell you, there is nothing like some homegrown tomatoes. The cucumbers have been great this year. Some really good stuff. So I've gotten back to being a regular farmer's market visitor this year. So I don't know about you, but and like Scott was saying, we had some produce dropped off here at the radio station a week or two ago. So just some really good stuff. Well, I'm about out of time here. I will be back. There'll be a short break at the top of the hour. We'll have news and commercials and things, and then I'll be back on the air at 12:15 with Scott and with Matt and with Sean. There'll be four of us in here today, and we'll be back with the Exchange Club. So go ahead and get yourself a sandwich and run to the restroom and do any of those other things that you have to do, and then come back at 12:15 for Scott and Matt and Sean and myself and for the Exchange Club. So we'll see you in about 15.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.